Thanks, Ali, and you're very welcome back to a much drier Doonbeg than it was forecast, I'm glad to say. And it's been a crazy couple of hours, to say the least. Crowds have witnessed a flyover from Air Force One, a steady enough performance from Shane Lowry to this day to maintain his lead, and a bit of a collapse from Rory McIlroy. Shortly after I left you the last time, McIlroy carded a 6 on the third hole, his first double bogey of the day. Lost the drive into the rough, took his medicine the second time around, did miss a putt to save par, however. Birdie bogey followed as US President Donald Trump both flew over and back to Shannon before his second 6 of the day. Again, lost a ball off the tee as his drive leaked left, and once more he failed to scramble to save bogey. He's now plus 3 for the day, plus 1 for the tournament. Shane Lowry remains in the lead after a perfect start to his round. Birdie on 1 saw him move up to 12, and he followed that up with another birdie on the par 5 fourth. Has since unfortunately dropped a shot as he was mightily unlucky not to save par on the fifth hole. We're actually just going to watch his next approach shot as he tries to fight to get that shot back. Yeah, he'll certainly take that. He's in with a chance of doing so there. Jakob Skov-Olesen is the nearest challenger. The Dane picked up back-to-back shots on the par 4 third and matched Lowry's birdie on 4 to take him to 10 under par. Fellow Dane and 2024 Irish Open champion Rasmus Højgaard is also making a charge. He's 3 under for the day and 8 under overall. Lowry, for the moment, is fending off Danes on all sides. I'm Darragh O'Grady from the Amgen Irish Open in Doonbeg.